What's up, guys? Vincent Moreland here. I have not done a show since January. I'm going to try to be more consistent. I know I always say that I'm going to try to be more consistent. And, you know, I just haven't been. So, here we go. I'm gonna talk about the Ravens schedule and how I feel about the upcoming games this schedule. I'm going to have some stories about some of these games coming up as well. So stay tuned, guys. Enjoy the episode. Hey guys, welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. You know, I'm kind of disappointed in myself. You know, I didn't do a Super Bowl show. I didn't do a draft show. I didn't do a free agent show. And, you know, it's kind of disappointed in myself. I know I've kind of turned this just into like a, you know, a football-only podcast, even though I call it a sports podcast where I'm basically covering, you know, normally the four main American sports and maybe collegiate sports as well. And I just haven't done that, and I'm sorry if you guys actually, you know, listen to this podcast and enjoy listening to me talk about it. For those that do, you know, I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate the support that y'all give to me. You know, sometimes I'm just like, well, this isn't really going anywhere, but, you know, if you don't do something often, you know, you're not going to get better at it. If you don't do something consistently, you're not going to get better at that. I heard that on someone else's podcast, and then that kind of stuck with me. So, yeah. But, so I'm going to go through each Ravens game this week. Excuse me, this season, I should say. So, in week one, the Ravens play the Las Vegas Raiders. It'll be the Las Vegas Raiders' first home game with fans. You know, last season, you know, COVID happened, so they didn't have any fans in their stadium. So, you know, those Vegas fans, those Oakland fans, whatever you want to call them, whoever's going to be there, you know they're going to be there. And it's a Monday night football game, so it's in prime time as well. The Ravens are a good team. They have Lamar Jackson, a guy that a lot of people like to watch. Also a guy that a lot of people like to hate on for no reason. According to Jameson Hensley off Twitter, the Ravens and Raiders is the highest valued game. Excuse me, the second highest valued game this season. And four of the five highest in-demand games this season are Raiders home games. So, you know, people are ready to get to Vegas and, you know, they're ready to go to the Raiders game. They're ready to gamble their life savings away and they're ready to, you know, have some fun. So, you know, you put all that and you make a really good trip out of it if you have the money to do so. The most in-demand game is the Buccaneers at the Patriots, which we all know Tom Brady going to the team that he played for, I think, around two decades for in the New England Patriots. So, you know, that game's going to be very intriguing. But that Raiders-Ravens game, you know, Raiders home game, first one of the season, average ticket price, $938, according to Vivid Seats. Spending $1,000 on one game. A regular season game at that. If it's a conference championship game, I can understand paying that much for. But week one, I'm not so sure about that. At least for someone that makes, like, money, you know, in my league, you know, unless you're like a six-figured person or close to that, where you can probably afford to drop, you know, a couple thousand dollars for a pair of tickets, you know, by all means, go for it, I guess. It'll be really cool, because, like, I saw the Ravens were going to the Raiders this year, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to go try to make a Vegas trip out of it. Yeah, that's not happening. I'll have to look at another road game, but, I'll get down to it. Next game is the Raiders. Goodness gracious. I always get the Ravens and the Raiders whenever I say it out loud. Excuse me. The Ravens and the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are coming back to Baltimore this year. I wanted to go to that game last year. But there were just no fans allowed. And this is the first time the Chiefs were coming to the Ravens game in a few years. So it was exciting to finally see them. You know, in Baltimore, getting an opportunity to see Mahomes, Hill, and Kelce and all their, you know, firepower on offense. And some of their good key players on defense, you know, like Tyrann Mathieu. But it'll be very exciting. The Ravens will have another primetime game. Their first two games will be primetime games, a Monday night, and then a Sunday night. It'll be a short week for the Ravens as they only have 6 days rest after their first Monday night encounter against the Raiders. They'll have a Sunday night encounter against the Chiefs. I know that game will be expensive, but I want to see Mahomes, Hill, and Kelce all play together before, you know, they probably split apart one day. So I'm hoping that's a game that I can go to. You know, the Ravens play the Lions after that at Detroit. I think that's a game that the Ravens could win. They should win. They won't be going against a Matt Stafford-led team, so I think the defense will have it a little bit easier versus a Jared Goff-led offense. And, you know, they kicked the hell out of Jared Goff and them. If it wasn't last year, it was the year before. I believe it was last year. No, I think it was the year before. Yeah, it was just a really, really bad day for the Rams and that offense that was led by Jared Goff. 35-6 beatdown. But, you know, teams change, and, you know, maybe under new coaching, Jared Goff could have a better offensive performance. But I don't really see the Lions doing a whole lot this year. The Ravens are going to Denver at Mile High. I think that'll be an exciting game. In terms of, like, the offensive weapons that Denver has, they just may not have the quarterback to go along with it just yet. But Tim Patrick, Jerry Jeudy, and Cortland Sutton, along with Noah Fant, you know, that's a pretty good line of weapons there. You got Melvin Gordon in the backfield. So, you know, I feel like if Denver has, like, a legit quarterback, like an Aaron Rodgers, they could definitely spice that division up. But as long as Drew Lock is there, I think the Ravens can capitalize on the young quarterback making some pretty key mistakes. That's what Drew Lock's done, you know, in his first couple years. But, you know, he hasn't really had a full healthy season. So, you know, just trying to figure out, like, what's going to happen with Drew Lock remains uncertain. The following week, the Ravens play the Colts. I believe that's a Monday night game. It is a Monday night game, October 11th, 8:15. That'll be a good game. You know, I know the Colts fans always got it against Baltimore because, you know, the Ravens, you know, kind of took over after the Colts. But, you know, it should be a good game. Probably be a lot of Colts fans there. It'll be a fun matchup to watch. It'll be interesting to see how they do. Then the Chargers come to town. You know, I have a cousin who is a Chargers fan. He wants to go to the game, Sean Milstead. He's been on the show before when we talked about the Capitals, you know, their championship run in 2018. So, you know, that should be fun. If I go to that game with him, it'll be nice. I've never been to a football game with my cousin before. I've only been to a baseball game with him, a couple of them, Oriole games, but not a Chargers-Ravens game. The Chargers don't come to Baltimore often, so might be a good time for us to have some good family time and watch our favorite teams go at it. The Bengals play the Ravens at home. So this will be, the Ravens are going to have 4 home games in a row. Good gracious. The Bengals are coming to town, and, you know, they did not have a good year against the Ravens, especially, like, on the road for them. Burrow didn't have his best game, but, you know, he has a new weapon in Ja'Marr Chase, and, you know, other guys will have to step it up. He doesn't have AJ Green this year, but he still has T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. He still has Joe Mixon in the backfield. Granted, they're all healthy by October 24th. You know how the NFL is. Injuries always happen. So, you know, and this will be a big year for Joe Burrow coming back from a torn ACL last year. So, that should be an interesting game. I'm not going to think it'll be a pushover like it was last year, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Then we got the Battle of Purple. The Vikings and the Ravens are going to play each other at M&T Bank. There's going to be a lot of purple in the crowd. Might be hard to distinguish who is who if you're watching it on TV. I know they have different shades of purple, but it'll be a fun game. I remember, I think the last time these two teams played at home, it was very snowy. It was a good back-and-forth game. So that'll be exciting to watch. And then this might be the only road game I go to this year. The Ravens are going to the Dolphins, and this will be a Thursday night game in Miami, and that'll be fun to see because my favorite basketball team is the Miami Heat. So if the Miami Heat have a game that weekend, like that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe even Monday, I might have to go and then make a worthwhile trip out of it. See the Ravens play and then see the Miami Heat play on the same weekend. That would be worth it to me. But I think the Ravens should beat the Dolphins. We haven't really had much problems with them recently. The Dolphins should be better, but I just don't know how Tua's going to be. I'm not the biggest believer in him right now. But he had a small sample size last year, and this year he'll be the week one starter, so he'll have plenty of time to make the adjustments he needs. I know Coach Brian Flores is going to do the best he can to help out his quarterback. And you got him, Jalen Waddle, guy he played with in college. You got Will Fuller, new speed threat. You still have Devontae Parker. So that receiving core is one of the top receiving cores, in my opinion. Devontae is good. Jalen Waddle, second receiver taken. It'll be fun. And Will Fuller, you know his track record. Even though he's not really the healthiest of guys, he did have a healthy season last year. He just got suspended for PED use, but we'll see what happens. Ravens are visiting the Bears. Not really looking forward to that game. I don't really like watching the Bears, but this was when Mitch Trubisky was playing for them. Now they have Justin Fields. That game's going to be played on November 21st. It'd be either him, Dalton, starting. I think Nick Foles, if he's still there, if he re-signed with them. But I'm hoping it would be Justin Fields just so I could, you know, get a good look at the guy. Unless he's really good, then I probably would want Dalton to play. Just because Dalton hasn't been as good as he once was in Cincinnati. Next, we have the Browns coming to the Ravens. That's going to be a primetime game. That's going to be a Sunday night football game. That's going to be very exciting. You know, last year, they had a Monday night football game that was back and forth. It was down to the wire for both teams. And unfortunately, I didn't get to watch the second half of that game because I was working an overnight job. So, you know, I didn't really get to watch that. Hopefully, I'm not working an overnight job this time around so I can actually, like, watch that exciting game. We'll see what happens. And then the Ravens are going to Heinz Field December 5th, 425. So that's probably going to be the CBS, you know, game of the week if it's 425 and both East Coast teams are playing. So that'll be very exciting. It's Ravens Steelers. Not really much to say about that. Everybody should know about the rivalry by now. If you don't, then you're not a real football fan. At least if you live in Maryland, at least. The Ravens are playing at the Browns. So they play the Browns two times in 3 weeks. That'll be a Sunday 1 o'clock game. Like I said for the first game, it should be an exciting matchup for both games. Then the Packers are coming to town. I would look forward to that game if Aaron Rodgers was playing, but you know, the situation with him, he doesn't want to come back. So we'll see if he's still a Packer by then. The Packers just signed Blake Bortles, who's nowhere near Aaron Rodgers, but that just adds quarterback depth with Jordan Love. So if Aaron Rodgers is gone, I guess it'd be the Jordan Love, Blake Bortles show, as they're the three active QBs on that Packers roster now. And then the Ravens are traveling to the Bengals. You know, it's hard for me to comment on the Bengals because I feel like their offense should be much better than they were last year. So we'll see how Burrow does in his second year. And then the Rams are coming to town to play against the Ravens. That'll be an exciting game. I think that's a game that the Ravens should have to worry about. You know, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey on defense. You're going to have a much better offense this year with Matthew Stafford at quarterback instead of Jared Goff. You know, I alluded to this earlier. Cam Akers will probably be the starting running back. Then you got Woods and Kupp. You know, they're going to do their thing. Higbee. So you got to keep your eye on them if Higbee's still there. And in Week 18, the Steelers are playing at M&T Bank Stadium. Normally, the schedule makers try to not have the Ravens and Steelers play each other in the final week because they want some meaning to the game. But, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. I guess maybe they think it's going to come down to the wire for these two teams, so they want them to have something to play for in the last week. But if not, then it'll probably be an L for the schedule makers in terms of, like, how much this matchup means something, whether if one team clinches the playoffs or clinches the division or not by then. But yeah, different type of schedule this year. It's going to be 17 games instead of 16 games. Still one bye week, so you're going to have week 18 as the last week instead of week 17. The last game of the regular season is played on January 9th. You know, typically it won't, of 2022, typically, you know, the regular season would be over by, like, the first week of January. But this time with the extra game, it'll be the second week of January. And then playoffs will start after that. So It'll be fun. It'll be fun. I'll have prediction shows and stuff in the future, but this is just my Ravens reaction this year. And I can really see the Ravens maybe going 11-6, maybe 12-5. I got to get used to having records that add up to 17 games and not 16 anymore. So, you know, it'll be fun to watch for sure. I'm looking forward to this season. All right, guys, that is my reaction to the Ravens schedule. I cannot wait for this coming season. I can't wait to play fantasy as well and strategize and figure out what I'm going to do. I am doing mock drafts every single day. But yeah, go Ravens, and let's have a great NFL season. I cannot wait to be back at some of these games this year.